So what I wanted to talk about now is, well, there are many people living close to this military base, and I can imagine that some are not very happy with this military base. Has there been protests against it?
Protest not. Well, there has been an initiative of people in the area. First, it's a rural area. It's not so many people living close. The closest city is Magdeburg, which is 25 kilometers away from it. And at the surrounding villages, there is an initiative of people who fight the training area since 20 years, something like that. And there have been peace marches going on. They have already had about 200, I don't know, you say wanderings? No,
They go walking there.
Yes,
They
right.
take a walk on the terrain.
Yes, yeah. Well, not so much on the terrain. There have been activities of some people going on the terrain, but rarely.
But you have to know that the terrain is not with a fence, but it's open, so you could go and enter the area. But you have to be careful because the soldiers are passing by and training there with laser weapons.
Okay, so some part of the terrain is open and you can go in without doing an act of civil disobedience. Is that correct?
Yeah, most part of the terrain is open. There's only like the technological center, which is fenced, and everything else seems like open heath or is open heath.
And so
The
those
other one.
people, what do they want exactly? Do they want the whole military domain to disappear?
Yeah, they say it's a civil area, and that they have better alternatives than in civilian use than having the military base there.
And did they have any success already? Or has it not helped a bit?
They always keep in mind that this is a military base, and they keep up the anti-militarist resistance and the peace movement in this area.
So there has been a continuous spark of protest against the presence of the military domain. But now there is something special. I read about an action camp in September. Can you tell me more about that?
First, you need to know that there's a European campaign called War Starts Here, which has been called upon on a European scale. There has already been an anti-militarist camp called War Starts Here in northern Sweden last year, and people over here thought that's a great idea, let's just join in, and that's the right place to have our War Starts Here camp this year in Germany at the Goetz.
Okay, we also had a NATO Game Over International Action Day or camp here in Brussels on the 1st of April. I don't know if you remember that, but that's also part of that campaign, I think.
Yeah, and this September from 12th to 17th, we will have a camp with discussion and action. So there are a few days with different topics. And Thursday we will talk about perspective and anti-militarist resistance and practice of an international point of view. So people will come from different countries in Europe to discuss together what struggles are going on, what the situations in different countries, what campaigns exist to fight, war or to fight military in the different countries.
Yeah, and to have an exchange not only on the perspectives, but to get some inspirations from what other people from other sceneries and other countries do, what they experience, what militarization looks like in their countries, and, well, how people or how anti-militarist activism can relate more to each other.
And Friday we will have a big topic on counterinsurgency. So what are the strategies? What are the analyses? What different point of views do we have? How can we get together with different knowledge and experiences in in fighting militarization.
One topic will also be counterinsurgency, which will be Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
And on Saturday, we are starting our Central Action Day.
Yeah, this is the day where we try to enter, stop, and transform the combat training center.
Transform?
What?
You will transform it into what?
Exactly. So the plan is that we have three phases. The first step is to enter the area. Because there's no fence, it might be easy, but you have to maybe cross soldiers or...
We're expecting police to be there also.
Police, yeah, right.
Okay, I understand. Then, they know that you are coming, so they are prepared, yes?
Yeah, we guess so. And the next step is to stop the training going on there. Because when people enter the area, the military has to stop the training. And so they are not able to practice war anymore. And the third step will be transform the area. This might be with paintings on the houses, might be with guerrilla gardening, might be people making music concerts.
Yeah, it's like what people imagine would help the goods to transform
change.
Into a civilian area again.
Change of character.
Okay, and those three phases you are talking about, is this chronologically? I mean, is everybody going to do first the first phase and then the second and then the third? Or are you talking about three different groups of people who are involved in a different level of civil disobedience then?
Well, everybody is open to choose their own level of civil disobedience, but in order to transform the goods, you will have to enter. So enter is the form of the first...
First step of all.
First step. The second, to stop the training there, that will immediately happen, as when you step into the area, they have to stop their maneuvers.
And even on a Saturday, they are training there?
They are training on 250 days a year, so that particular weekend wasn't announced as a maneuver-free weekend. So if there's no maneuver taking place, that's because of us.
Yeah.
That's nice. So they announce it when they are not training, and then you can go and take a walk there or something.
Yeah, and you know that there won't be any noise and stuff like that.
You can have a barbecue in your garden without being disturbed. So, but this Saturday, this actual Saturday, is not a maneuver-free day. So there will be military trainings. You go in and they will have to stop the trainings.
Exactly.
That's what they had someday planned. Maybe they're afraid of us and have also already
changed their plan. We don't know yet, but we will see.
So, and then the third phase was to transform. Isn't that, that's, I think, maybe the highest degree then of civil disobedience that people can participate in? Because I can imagine that in a legal situation, this would be considered as a sabotage.
Well, if people like get caught doing sabotage, of course they will be accused of doing that.
Yeah, we will, on the camp, we will give further information about the legal background and also about training how to get along with maps and compass.
Yeah, but which is important, entering the training base is not destroying anything, and entering the training base may be considered as civil disobedience, but you will not immediately be charged of destroying something or sabotaging something.
The area is very big, so they can't be everywhere. We can be everywhere.
Yeah, and you can always try to escape and try to get as far as you may without being called. And you can always run away from the police and run away from soldiers. I mean,
okay, they won't shoot you, I suppose.
They have to find you first.
for this. No, we suppose they won't.
Yeah, no,
I mean, it's laser weapons they are using.
Okay, so this is a bit the scenario we have here in Belgium when there is a bomb spotting action where people also illegally go into a military domain. So, but yeah. People will be briefed very well, I suppose, before. So, about what is going to happen when they do this or when they do that, how they can be punished or how they cannot be punished. So, if you just go into the terrain, there is little risk of a court case. But then, if you start transforming.
That's different in Germany than it is in Belgium because we have a different court system. So, if you get caught entering the terrain, we don't know whether it will be a penalty you have to pay, whether it will just be a payment, but you can't be sure that they won't process you or they won't court you.
We will, in the camp, there will be legal teams too, and they will they are collecting more information about the situation of entering a military base.
Yeah, and it will be different than the bomb spotting situation because our legal system is different from the Belgian.
Yeah, it's different in every European country, of course, and I suppose that's why you have a good legal briefing beforehand. So I see there's already a lot of information on your website in six languages.
Pardon me?
It's in six languages. Normally, we are very proud in Belgium that we are always having more languages, but I see that your website also has a Greek version, and that has quite impressed me.
Yeah, I mean, it is a European call, and we hope that people from all over Europe will join us at the War.here camp. The camp itself, the discussions and stuff will be held in two languages. That will be English and that will be German. And there will be translators, and everyone able to translate is invited to offer their translation also.
Okay.
Yeah, in different European countries, people are fighting against the military or against military relations. So we heard about people from other countries that they're very interested in coming to our camp.
People from different countries have already announced. I think there are some people from Belgium who might come. There might be people from Spain, from Italy, from France. And
yes, have you done an action camp on this side before?
No. There has been. It wasn't an action camp, but it was a camp besides the goods, and individuals then have gone there, but it wasn't a discussion and action camp like the one we are having now. That was a few years ago, and it was on a rather smaller scale.
So this is a kind of a first experience. Well, I can imagine that people from all European countries are interested in this topic because especially with the crisis raging in Europe, there is a lot of protest, and the protest is not always being handled in a very favorable way. So you are expecting how many people exactly?
Well, we can only guess, but we think there might be in between 300 and 500 participants and activists joining us there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a nice figure. How can people join you?
Just come to the camp.
Come to the camp and take a look at our website, which gives more information on what to bring, on how to prepare. The website is www.warstartsherecamp.org. And we also invite people to prepare themselves in a way to think, what do we want to do on the DIY Action Day? It's not only DIY, there will be groups of people going into the training site, but like everyone is welcome to just, think about what they want to do. Maybe they get inspired by some of the activities that have already been going on in the realms of the War Starts Here campaign, which calls for marking, blockading, and sabotaging militarization, war, and war infrastructure. And in the different countries, there have already been different activities within very different realms, and maybe people, well, get inspired beforehand and make up their plans and ideas of what to do in the action camp, bring their tents, bring whatever they want. Maybe they want to entertain themselves with paint. Maybe they want to entertain themselves with practicing gardening, whatever.
You're also invited to prepare part for the discussion part. It's also important from Thursday and Friday. So you can bring your experience and your campaigns and your questions to our discussions.
And you can bring also your analysis, what has been going on in your country, how does militarization in your country look, and what do you think is important to people from other countries to know. So,
yeah, we want to share the experience. That's important.
The DIY, I just want to clarify this for people listening who are not familiar with the term. DIY is do it yourself. And in the NATO Game Over campaign, also before in the bomb spotting campaign here in Belgium, there was a manual made that is still online in PDF. It's in Dutch, so it's you are German, maybe you can understand a little of it, but I think it's more practical for people from Belgium. And in this guide, there is a whole series of suggestions of actions you can take and how you can prepare yourself. But of course, the legal information is there only for Belgium and not for Germany.
Sounds interesting.
Yes, maybe it should be translated in different languages. It's still online. I will add also this website on our website, because of course, like always, this interview will be online for people who want to listen to it later, with a little text next to it with some links to interesting pages. Okay, I think we have said about everything. Is there something you still wanted to add?
Yes, we would really appreciate if people got inspired and would like to join us.
So we welcome everyone. It's a different spectrum, different movements of peace movement, anti-militarist movement.
And individuals who aren't organized are also welcome. And yeah. I don't know, maybe you can just check around within your cities, within your context, whether there's other people who'd like to join you, and then just come, bring your tents and your plans and your ideas, and let's get together, because if war starts here, we can stop it here.
That's what we will do.